alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
With handcuffs behind me with my hanging out. Now, and I'm proud of my it's bigger than most, but you insulted me.
Oh, God bless Randy Travis.
Yeah. That's where the alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. That
cause
was a
of.
Cause of life's problems right
yes.
there with Randy Travis, who they finally released the body cam footage, hours of body cam footage from Randy Travis getting arrested naked in a car in a DUI in Arizona, wasn't it? Wasn't that Arizona? Yeah.
And proudly bragging about himself
yes.
in that particular clip.
Because he was naked and he was, had that, that item on full display. And, I've noticed guys who want to put that item on full display have a reason to want to put it on full display. That's
your observation.
That has been my observation thus far. All right. The Canard Wagon being brought to you by It's Just Lunch. And here he is, Chef Mike, the chef de cuisine of the United Center. And he's brought a spread unlike anything I have ever seen before. You got the surf in the turf.
Mm-hmm.
You got the nachos, which are these nachos are
like mile high piled up. Like there's just layers and layers of them.
But it's brisket, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, it's so good. Out smoked brisket.
Yeah.
In my current spread power rankings that Chef Mike has brought by, number one.
Oh, by far. Well, that's it. It's actually the greatest Carnarvon Wagon food display of all time.
It's incredible.
The Carnarvon Wagon is 21 years old this year, so
wow.
It's able to drink mm-hmm. and it itself. And this is the best spread we have ever had.
And the gnocchi is pretty delicious, too. You did the special sweet potato gnocchi, which I didn't even know you had those kinds of offerings here at the United Center.
Yeah, we do. It's, you have to have a little something for everybody. And nowadays with the gluten-free diets and vegetarian diets, you got to definitely have those items on the menu because you're going to get asked every game for an item.
Sure.
Like that. Yeah.
And see, everybody's eating it. They all say, no, what do you, oh, ew, yuck, veggie. And then everyone's like, hey, can I have some of that? And they pile it on. That's what happens,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Now, they just opened a new venue here, right?
We opened another new room.
Yeah.
It's the music club. It was open for the last two concerts. Jay-Z, there was a private event, catered event that was held down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then for, Andrea Bocelli, there was an all-inclusive ticket that you could purchase and have food and drink prior and post to the show down in that all-inclusive room.
Wow.
And
this
it's
is on
really
the east side of the stadium.
Yeah, and it's on the arena level downstairs. It's where the old United Center offices
mm-hmm.
were. They converted that space, and it's really awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite thing in there, there's a stage.
There's a stage in there.
There's a little stage.
What was that used for in the past?
It wasn't. They put it in there, so it could evolve into maybe an entertainer doing a little impromptu sing along or something.
Venue show.
Yeah.
Mm, I like that. What did Jay-Z and Andrea Bocelli eat?
Well, it was for a guest. So for Jay-Z, it was a private event. They just ordered some catering items for...
This was a guest. Wasn't Jay-Z.
It wasn't him. Yeah. He came on pretty late, and then he was out the door. I mean, he has little kids at home, and he's getting a little up there.
He's not
age
home
too.
Right now. I just want to say, and by the way, when he's not home...
Okay,
not home.
Go ahead and say that.
She did a whole album about that.
Yeah.
It's called Lemonade. Listen to that.
But isn't that what the 444 or something stands for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's addressed that now, so it's all behind him.
He's moving on.
Let's move along. So, I'm just thinking what a fun party pre-show thing that pre-game thing that would be for us to go do. That's what we got to do once the playoffs start. playoffs because sure. we have to we get maybe that maybe our first show is down there and that little thing. We invite ticket holders to come down and hang out with us beforehand. What do you think about that? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to get that going on.
You got cloud here at the United Center.
Oh, yeah.
You know people.
I do. I know a few. And that's the, but they're not talking to me anymore, and I don't know what happened. All right, so you brought the now surf and turf. Now this is like this is for reals. The surf and turf with the beautiful filet mignon, which by the way, you guys, I don't know where you get your meat, but mm-hmm. when whether it's at you know the restaurants or the Kettle One or wherever here, I'm always blown away by how good that filet is. Where do you get the meat?
The company's called Meat by Lins out of Calumet City. And they're a sponsor here for the United Center as well. But they're good people. They do a really good job.
Can please
great
like
customer service, huh?
Can you order that for like domestic?
I think most companies have online ordering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go online, you'll be able to order. I bet you they have an online site.
Lins, L-I-N-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got to call them because it is. Shockingly good. And again, you know, we always talk about this, but, you know, stadium food, it's never known for stadium food. This is a different experience here at the United Center, but this is, this takes it to a whole, there are very few restaurants in town that
That's
have
so
a,
true.
A filet like that.
And this is
yeah.
just a
And we had to
level.
Do this. This all started this past summer. I don't know if Rove remembers, but we were doing a little interview.
Do you remember the summer?
I don't really remember.
A little
the
interview
summer.
At the NHL draft.
Yes.
And I was a little upset that I was never invited to do the wagon.
Oh.
And
I can't believe. I'm sorry, Chef Mike. We didn't
well,
mean to insult
it's
you.
Now has happened.
Okay.
Yes. I like that. Mike was insulted. Like it was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you got the Canarbo wagon and you're not inviting me? What
right.
do you mean?
I have food and beverage.
Yes. 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 You do. Yes. You do. And
I'll say.
All right. Now tonight, obviously, you know the holidays around here. It gets it doesn't slow down.
It never slows down. There's always something going on. Traditionally, December, January are our busiest months of the year, especially with the hockey, basketball, but then you also have a lot of concerts.
Right.
You know, and kids are out of school, people take off from work, so the building gets full.
Is this the first year without the circus?
This was the first year with
first
no
year
circus.
Without the
I think
circus.
It's the first year I haven't been to the circus yeah. in like 6 years.
There is no more circus.
Right, I know.
Anywhere.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yes. Gone.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Finished.
I had a good
luck.
My elephants are in their nice sanctuary in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're much happier.
There's still one down there, apparently, though. And it's I don't know.
Did they leave one here in the United Center?
Apparently they did. Well, I mean, here's the thing, is that you'd always come to the United Center right at the first week of December for whatever. And I was here Monday night for the Bulls game. Actually, as I refer to it, the LeBron game. And you walk in. And there would always be, you'd still smell the elephant poop.
Yeah.
And it would take a couple of days for it to clear out or weeks for it to clear out. Now you don't have that. It's delicious in here.
There's a lot of people happy because of that.
I'll
especially
bet.
If you work down on the arena level where
oh,
the animals would come in and out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite interesting to watch the parade.
Do not smell good.
Turns no. out
that arc would have been really, really, really smelly. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
I know they made a museum to it down there. Uh-huh. They should sell air fresheners in that museum in Kentucky or wherever that thing is.
And they don't run to the restroom either.
No.
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 You got to go, you got to go.
That's what they do. Well, why hey, wouldn't you if you could? But, you know, that's just what it is.
So what's super popular right now, Chef Mike, here at the United Center? What do you got people love?
You know, it's... The standards are always the top sellers. You know, the Italian beef. The wood grain pizza special month has been a good success. It's a spicy meatball margarita pizza. So that's been a good seller. And then, you know, it's... You know, you can't beat just the good old favorites, like a good Chicago hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting colder outside. You come in and you get a good Chicago hot dog or a steamy beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Or a nice Maxwell Street natural casing Polish with a little yellow mustard on it. I mean.
There's the winner right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're
going to
do
pizza.
That, you're going to go with like the simple, you know, you're going to go on the concourse and you're not seeking out a brand.
Right.
You're that Polish is the best. I know you're not a meat eater, but
no.
Because the encasing, it's got to pop. It's the most important part.
Yes, the crunch,
It's got to have the crunch when you first bite into it.
I never forget the first time I came to Chicago and went to Maxwell Street when it was still there.
Oh, cool.
And had the pork chop sandwich and the Polish.
Yeah.
And I remembered it a couple days later, but it was, you know.
Yeah. It was good going down.
It was great going down.
Sometimes it's like about an hour and a half.
A lot of onions.
Yeah. But here it's good. Here you can at least, you know, you don't have to worry about
that. Well, here you see people leaving their seats to run and make sure they sample all the food. I mean, you think how many years ago would you go to a stadium for the food? And now it's totally changed.
Totally changed. And the consumer is smarter. They want more. Things are at a premium. So you're always trying to reinvent what you do. And the music club is a good example of that. The United Center is always so far ahead of everyone else when it comes to developing and trying new things. The Chicago Play concept, bringing the restaurant partners into an arena and figuring out their food and see how it fits and works here. You know, they were ahead of everyone else with that.
This music club idea is a really good one because that's the kind of thing that actually can stay open. And, you know, it will have a useful life regardless of the event that's going on, because it's an entrance that you don't necessarily need a ticket to get past, right?
They get down there, they would have people manning the the doors.
Yeah, for that. So that's a pretty interesting deal.
You want to roam around. There's a lot of cameras here, so you got to be careful.
Oh, really?
Good to know.
Now he tells me. Hey, by the way, it is a Carnarvon Wagon, and let's talk a little bit about what came out here. You got the pomegranate mule, not named after Violetta in any way, shape, or sense.
And it's got a candy cane on it. How sweet.
Yes.
Festive.
Yeah, and mules are kind of the, you know, they're very in right now, and they've evolved from just the basic mule to...
Oh, that's good.
Why do we have to have the copper? I don't understand.
Because it keeps it so cold, right? Is that it?
It's just cool.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. And then what is the... and why is pomegranate so hot right now? Any explanation for that?
Well, pomegranate actually, it's very healthy for you.
Antioxidants?
Yep. And... So you can tell yourself that you're having a little healthiness when
that's
you're drinking
you
alcohol.
Let me tell you something about the pomegranate. But pomegranate has got the sneaky seed in it. It's got the seed. It doesn't feel like it has a seed. The seed is like it's like at the bottom and buried. Mm-hmm. So you get this like burst of whatever it is that you're going to get, the juice burst. And then all of a sudden what's left behind is like a glass shard in your mouth. And I don't understand why the pomegranate has become such a possible, you know, like you can buy the pomegranate, little pomegranate, you know, individual pomegranates in like a little cup right at the store
and they got all the seeds
her Christmas list, her top martini was the pomegranate martini.
Oh my gosh. Well, everything traces back to Oprah somehow.
I know everything,
but then that seed, it gets stuck and you literally have to go to like an oral surgeon to have it removed.
I don't have that problem.
It just depends on how many of the drinks you've had.
All right, stop.
You probably won't even remember.
It won't be in this drink. I'm just saying that look out.
All right, what's next over here, Sean?
That's the smoky margarita.
Oh, boy, that just
with the Don Julio.
Special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lime on the top there and smokiness. What gives it the smokiness?
You can actually smoke the there's essence of smoke that you can buy as a spray that a lot of your mixologists will use to give that little hint of smoky flavor.
But then you got the fancy these joints.
And you can smoke the alcohol too.
Well, these joints that put like a smoke bomb under a dome with the drink in it to get the whole thing to absorb the smoke for, you know, 2-3 minutes, and then you
definitely taste it, and it's delicious.
And we know
flavor.
You taste with your nose first.
Yeah.
Right? When you smell something first, that's where you first get the taste of it, and then of course when it hits your palate.
Interesting.
That's a delicious margarita. Where is that one found, Chef?
These are all the drinks down in Kettle One. Mm.
And then you got the Buzzer Beater, which is your Crown Royal. That's a great whiskey, by the way. I don't think it gets enough credit. Crown Royal, and then it's like a banana in it, right? There's like a banana liqueur.
Yeah.
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 That's so surprising.
So it's sort of, it's a little bit of a, it's kind of a Manhattan, it's got the...
Manhattan for sure.
Not quite as sweet as a cherry, but you still get a little sugar from the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is the one that that makes me want to
come back for more and more.
Start a fist fight with a police officer.
Oh.
This is the old barn. This is
this is how we lost the barn.
This is exactly how we lost the farm. And the barn, it started in the barn and then we lost the farm. This has got the Tanqueray and ginger beer together. Mm. So you got that.
Ginger beer covers everything.
Yeah. does. Yeah, it gives it a nice finish to a drink, that crispy, clean finish, which is awesome.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the creativity with drinks nowadays is
you got to get
amazing.
There, don't you? I mean, you can't just do the standard standard. Everyone wants something special.
I mean, it's exciting now when you roll out an old-fashioned because they're used to all these other creative things. And you know, just like everything else, everything comes full circle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
You
go back. Manhattan, like a standard Manhattan, which people don't all do well. You know, there's not all Manhattans are created equal. Mm-hmm. But then you get, like, the super fancy Manhattans. But, you know, just a little bit of, VO with a splash of red vermouth and a little topper, a little floater of Sprite, and you are there, my friend. That's it.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He does. We're going to trust him on that.
All right. Thank you very much, Chef
Mike. You're welcome.
Thank
it's always my pleasure.
Stuff. Thank you.